day fun?
Yeah, I think so. I think we probably left a few tries out there, and you know, I think we played well. I think we put them under a lot of pressure. You know, I think we dominated territory and possession from what I can remember anyway, and we started really well. We were disappointed with the start against Harlequins, so I think disappointed with the way we finished the game and with the scoreboard in the end, but I think we did a lot of good things today, and I think it was a big step up from our previous semi-final performance.
The set piece in particular was a step up from the last time you played Ashford,
didn't it? Yeah, we struggled against them from time to time this year. So, yeah, scrum did really well. Line-out was good from what I can remember, maybe two overthrows. You know, and our defensive line-out was good as well. Probably would have preferred them all to have been a bit better, closer to their line. But, yeah, set piece was good, and I think some of our ruck stuff as well was very good.
Semi-finals have been a bit of a bugbear for you up to now, like the last four. I mean, was how relieved would you be to kind of say, right, that's the end of that, and we're into a final?
Yeah, we needed a performance. I think, you know, obviously we struggled in the last few semi-finals, and we needed a performance today, and we needed a result today, and I think we got both. I think we were very patient in the first half. Probably that patience went a little bit in the second half. We turned over a few silly balls, but you know, we've struggled against the Ospreys in the past, you know, particularly this year, obviously, in the Heineken Cup. And to get a performance and to dominate them as much as we did, which I thought we did, was great.
Were you surprised and pleased, obviously, pleased, but the way you coped in the scrums? I'm sure the Ospreys, from their reaction, they weren't too pleased with the way it went, but...
Yeah, we've put a lot of work into the scrum in the past few weeks, and we've had some great sessions, so probably not too surprised considering the work we've put in. Very happy with that part of the game. I think the lads worked really hard and took a lot of responsibility in our scrum, and it paid dividends for us.
Might be a small bit churlish, but the over rely on the ruck and the fact that it seems to slow down when you're getting momentum, it seems to be hitting the ruck all the time. It's killing 3 or 4 seconds When you have at times when you were flowing with the ball, are you over reliant on it, or do you use it too much?
I think we were playing into the wind in the first half. It probably died down a bit now in the second half, but we were conscious we were playing into the wind in the first half. We wanted to play possession rugby, and you know, we wanted to keep the ball and you know, have not too many frills in our game. And I think that's what we did in the first half. We may have overdone it a little bit. I think we probably left a few try-scoring opportunities out there, particularly, you know, once or twice out wide and once or twice in the mall and when we had scrums close to the line. But I think that in that first half, we needed to play that possession rugby due to the wind, and it worked for us. And we continued that a bit in the second half because it worked so well for us. But, yeah, you know, sometimes we probably don't need to keep it that tight all the time, but I think when something's working, you gotta really go after it, and that's what we did.
Well, you've been outside at half time, but you know, the heads never dropped. It's a great kind of honesty of effort, really. You just kept on going back for more, and you know, heads stayed up, the heart was staying.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, look, we were very disappointed with the semi-final 2 weeks ago. I think you know, sometimes you can get caught up in trying to play, you know, the perfect game, when really you just need to stick at it and wear a team down, you know, similar to what probably Leinster did with Ulster yesterday. You know, they kept the scoreboard ticking over, and that's what we needed to do. I think we were very patient in the first half, played good possession rugby. I mean, Wally was held up, you know, we would have liked to have gotten over once or twice when we were close to their line with scrums, mauls, probably backs of one or two chances as well. But as you said, yeah, the heads didn't drop, we stuck at it, and I think we knew if we kept that pace of play, we could wear them down. And I think, you know, at one stage, maybe it was, I think, 18-6 or whatever, you know, we probably needed to kick on from there. But as I said, we lost patience a little bit and turned over a few silly balls. We probably need to stick with what we're doing the first half, stay patient and wait for those tries to come, even though it may have taken a bit longer than we would have liked.
Talk about the new kid at the block, Danny. You know, it's a sign of the youth that's coming through.
Yeah, I think he's a very strong guy, a very skillful player.